You are listening to a Triple D production.
Oh!
Hi. You, caught me. I was just taking a peek at my Christmas presents. I know I shouldn't, but I couldn't wait until tomorrow. Just had to see what my big brother got me. You always get me the best presents. And you did this year too. You got me a new iPad. I can't wait to use it. But, I happened to open up the gift for your girlfriend too. You know, the lingerie? Why don't you buy me stuff like that? I like feeling sexy too. Is it because I'm your little sister? Is it because I'm so young? I wouldn't fill it out like she would. I would eat something a bit smaller. They must make it in my size though. Or maybe it's because you get to see her wear it? Or because she lets you have sex with her? Well, I'd let you see me in the lingerie. I would even let you, you know, have sex with me. Because my gift for you suddenly seems not good enough. It was a video game. But I was thinking that more than playing with that, you might want to play with your little sister's body instead. See how cute I am? The elf dress I'm wearing, with the really cute stockings. Mom got it from my last year, but it still kind of fits, even with me growing. It's a little short though, and since I have a shortage of lingerie, especially Christmas themed, well, I just went without. If I lift up the hem of this dress, you can see. There I am, all naked and hairless, glistening in the flickering light from the fireplace. I got a little wet from looking at the lingerie you got your girlfriend. I felt how soft and silky it was, and imagined it against my skin. Then I imagined you against my skin. It doesn't have to just be my imagination though, or yours. You can actually have sex with me. He can be the first boy to do so. I think my virginity would be the best gift I could give you. Oh, you look so nervous. You know, you shouldn't even be listening to all of this, let alone seeing your little sister's pussy. But you kinda want to have sex with me now, don't you? Sure, you'll see your girlfriend in a few days, and exchange gifts, and probably bodily fluids. But that is so far off in the future, And I'm right here. I'm young and forbidden and so very available. Let me help you make up your mind, big brother, by helping you get your cock out. It's getting so big right now. It would be mean of me not to let it out. You already dressed for bed, so I just have to pull down your shorts and underwear. There. Look at what I did to you. But look at my pussy and see what you did to me. When I touch my pussy, my fingers come away wet. I can touch the wet spot on the tip of your cock with it and give it a taste of what's to come. I'll lie down right here in front of the fireplace and near the Christmas tree. One side of me is lit by the fireplace, and on the other, by the blinking lights on the Christmas tree. I lift up my dress higher so that it's around my waist. It's okay, big brother. No one would blame you if you got on top of me and fucked me. Well, maybe mom and dad and your girlfriend and the police. But I wouldn't. And I would never tell either. So nobody else matters. All that matters is you and me. So don't you want to get on top of me and take your Christmas present? I packed it in a very cute, but very small, and very tight box for you. Yes, that's it. Get on top of me. Put your big body on top of my little one. Push your big cock against my little pussy. You might be too big. Oh, I might be too little. But we'll make it work anyway. So please, put it in me, big brother. Oh, push harder. It will go in. I'm so wet, big brother. And I want you so much. I'll spread my legs even more. And oh, emo in just a little. This is it, big brother. This is when you take my virginity. This is when you fuck your little sister. Do it. Do it. Please. Oh, your cock is in me. I'm so full. Oh, but it's so good. It only hurt a little. And for my big brother, I don't mind. and just keep mowing it in and out of me. Oh, just like that. The more you move, the wetter I get. And the better it feels. Oh, it smells so good in this room. It smells of pine. And the cookies I baked earlier for Santa. It smells of the special dinner we had tonight. But it also smells of you. And me. And kind of musky. It smells like Christmas and sex. Oh, keep going. Fuck your sister's pussy. Was your girlfriend ever this tight? Was she even a virgin when you first had sex with her? I'm better than her in a lot of ways. Oh, I even love you more. And we don't need to wait until mom and dad are out to fuck me. They're right in their room asleep. And they won't trust you to have your girlfriend all alone. But they always trust you with me. Well, are you going to make them regret that? Please fuck me, big brother. Fuck me harder. Please. Please. Oh. 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 I'll even let you come inside of me. No. I'm not on birth control. But do you even care right now? I kind of want your baby. Even though people see me as a baby myself, I can be the first girl in my class to have a baby. He still won't tell on you. And mom and dad will forgive me. Then next Christmas. It can be another stocking under the tree for our baby. Yes, harder, harder, please, 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 big brother, please keep fucking me. You need to come in me to impregnate me. I want both so much, and so do you. You never knew you wanted either until a few minutes ago. But now, you want them more than anything in the world. Because you love me as much as I love you. And the best way to show that isn't what we're doing right now. Making another life together. Please, please, please. Please come inside me. Please. 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 Please come and meet home, big brother. Please. 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 Come inside your little sister. Make me a mommy, big brother. Please. 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 Thank you. For the gift under the tree. And for the one in my womb. You made this the best Christmas ever, big brother. Mwah. Now, it's time for us to go to bed. We both came. But Santa Claus won't come until we are in bed. But, there's nothing to say we have to go to separate beds. We can't let Mom and Dad catch us in bed together. But, it's Christmas. We both know I'll be the one who wakes everyone up. Except, instead of waking my big brother up by jumping on his bed, it just might be something a whole lot naughtier.